Nursing homes have received a lot of attention during the COVID-19 pandemic, but there are other places where many people live in close quarters, increasing their risk of contracting the virus. That includes group homes for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. SideFX Public Media's Lauren Bavis reports on how Indiana's group homes have fared during the pandemic.
Michaela Coppedge has a rare brain disease. As a treatment, half her brain was removed when she was 3 years old.
My surgery has left me paralyzed on my left side. I can't use my hands, and I can use my leg and my foot, but I can't wiggle my toes on my left side.
One of the ways the 22-year-old has coped during the COVID-19 pandemic has been through writing. When we spoke by phone in June, I asked her to read me one of her poems.
It's called The Fear That Is COVID-19. Since the coronavirus outbreak and then the quarantine beginning, life as we know it has all somewhat gone to hell.
Coppedge needs help with daily tasks, help she gets at Blackstone House. It's a group home in Bloomington, Indiana for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, or IDD. Across Indiana, more than 3,000 people with IDD live in about 460 group homes. Each usually has fewer than 10 residents.
They're just part of the fabric of the community.
That's Leslie Green, the CEO of Stonebelt, a nonprofit that supports people with IDD. Stonebelt operates 11 group homes, including Blackstone House. When it closed its building for day programs, it also created a space with 12 beds to quarantine sick group home residents.
We imagined really severe things that could happen.
Green says those beds have stayed empty. None of their group home residents have been sick. But that isn't the case for all people with IDD. As of July 8th, about 230 people with IDD have contracted the virus, and there have been 14 deaths. There have also been more than 200 COVID-19 cases among staff who work with people with IDD, and 4 deaths. COVID-19 in group homes has been a national concern, too. New research shows people with IDD who live in group homes in New York were more likely to contract COVID-19 and die of the disease.
People with IDD and disability on the whole are an often neglected group. When we look at many of these significant medical issues, and in this case, this emergent pandemic.
Dr. Margaret Turk is a professor at the State University of New York Upstate Medical University. Her recent research also found people with IDD who contracted COVID-19 had higher rates of pre-existing conditions, which can make the disease more dangerous. To limit exposure to the virus, group homes locked down in mid-March. But there were some exceptions. People like 40-year-old Mike Harmon, who lives at Eagle Glen Group Home in Columbia City, could leave to go to work. He washes dishes and buses tables at a Pizza Hut.
I'm still kind of nervous about, working out in the community and what have you, and knowing that a Pizza Hut, our dining room, is open still to only 50% capacity.
Harmon and the 7 other men he lives with at the group home have their temperatures checked daily, and staff monitor them for COVID-19 symptoms. Many group homes have also tried to keep the same staff working at the same homes. 24-year-old Sage Wright works at Blackstone House in Bloomington, where she's tried to keep residents engaged through arts and crafts projects.
It has been a little bit of a challenge to be around each other all the time. I think that's true for anyone who's experiencing staying at home through all of this, but we've definitely gotten closer, I think.
Over the past few months, Blackstone's 6 residents, who normally go to educational day programs, grocery shopping, or exercise at the local YMCA, have been stuck inside. Residents like Michaela Coppedge only leave for trips to local parks and trails, places where it's less likely they could be infected with COVID-19.
It's just not the same.
But some restrictions have lifted. Late last month, Coppedge left Blackstone House to be with her family in person for the first time in 3 months. Lauren Bavis, SideFX Public Media.
This story is part of the Move to Include initiative funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. It focuses on people with disabilities and the issues they face.